it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for Instant Pot sweet potato mash. If you love mashed potatoes and you're like me and you absolutely love sweet potatoes, then note that you can make your mash in the Instant Pot with sweet instead of white. And it's also brilliant for this time of year when it's October and sweet potatoes are in season. You can also do it in a good batch and then save some for the freezer as well, because mash is absolutely brilliant for freezing. And what you can do is, if you think of your normal ice cube trays, you can fill those with sweet potato mash or white potato mash, and then you can just add them into recipes and just get an ice cube at a time if you wanted. We use the white potatoes because it's great for thickening stews, but you know, you've got so much choice there. And it's great for if you're planning sweet potato mash for Thanksgiving, you could make some ahead, put it in a container and then freeze it for later. So what you'll need is about 3 kilos of sweet potatoes that you've peeled and cubed. 3 kilos is just over 6.5 pounds, if you imagine it in weight. Or just think of how many potatoes you'd grab to make into mash, because I think we all have a general idea when we're grabbing potatoes to make mash. I don't think anyone really weighs them, do they? And then you'll need about 600 ml of our Instant Pot veggie stock. So if you were to do that into cups, then that would be the equivalent of 2.5 cups of veggie stock. We love to make veggie stock out of leftover peelings, and you can do that and then you can just add it to the Instant Pot when you're making your mash. And then to make your mash taste good, we're also adding 2 tablespoons of salted butter, 1 tablespoon of bouquet garni, which is mixed herbs, and of course some salt and pepper. I also recommend using a mesh strainer. Those are those ones that are brilliant for when you want to finely strain something. Because sweet potatoes do actually carry a lot of water, hence why they're considered as better for you than the white potatoes. So I recommend once you're done that you strain your sweet potatoes. And if you strain the sweet potatoes and shake it at the same time, it'll turn into mash naturally anyway without you having to mash it very much, which is really, really good. So start by placing 2.5 cups, like I mentioned, that's 600 ml, of veggie stock into your inner pot. Add your peeled and diced sweet potatoes and mix with your hands so that the sweet potatoes have got a good covering of the veggie stock. And then add to the top of the sweet potatoes 1/2 of the butter cut into cubes. This is brilliant because then the butter, as it pressure cooks, melts in. And then also add in your seasonings. Next, place the lid on your Instant Pot, set the valve to sealing and pressure cook for 10 minutes, followed by a quick pressure release. After a quick pressure release, drain the sweet potatoes with a mesh strainer and then transform them into mashed potatoes. Like I said, the strainer will do quite a lot of this, that you'll hardly have to do any actual mashing. And then give it a good taste test. That's the best bit, right? And then add in some extra salt and pepper if you need to. And then it's done. And then if you're into some extra Thanksgiving flavours, you know, I know a lot of our readers love to add some pumpkin spice to this as well, or some cinnamon. You can also do that here as well if you wanted to. But it's just a brilliant all-rounder mash recipe, perfect for Thanksgiving, perfect for stew day. And then tomorrow I'm going to share with you a delicious stew that I always serve that's Instant Pot sweet mashed potatoes with, that is just perfect for Sunday when it's cold outside and you just fancy some stew and mash. Thanks so much for watching, and don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter, where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen, and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.